You are listening to On The Daily, the RotoViz Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast, powered by RotoViz Radio.
What up, what up? This is Matt Dolkin with the RotoViz PGA Podcast. We're back, baby. Happy New Year's to everybody. We're staying in beautiful Hawaii from last week's Tournament of Champions in Maui, where we saw DJ dominate. He was the fourth highest priced golfer, and to me that makes him a lock. The best golfer in the world as the fourth highest priced on a course that fits him. How do you avoid it? He almost holed out on a par 4 from 433 yards, missed it by a few feet. If you haven't seen it, you got to check that out. One of the more impressive drives I've ever seen. And we're just going to do a little island hopping. You know, we're not leaving Hawaii. We're going to stay out there. So keep your boogie board, keep your surfboard. We're just island hopping. We're going right over to Honolulu for the 2018 Sony Open. Finally, we're not going to have to deal with the confusion of it being a different year than season. So that's really nice. I'm not going to have to redo my statistics twice and double check everything. And it's going to be another great week. You know, we're getting back to a full field event. Last week was a small field. So, you know, I decided to take an extra week off and, you know, just keep refreshing, relaxing, maxing, cooling outside the school. But we're back, traveling to the Wailea Country Club, par 70, with a yardage of 7,044 yards. We have some tight fairways that actually, you know, they may not get hit a lot, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be too penal if you miss them. I mean, the rough is not going to hurt you too bad. So these guys that are, you know, driving it way out there and being a little less than accurate, they'll be okay. The greens are Bermuda grass, and in the last 5 years, the winning score is an average of 22.2 under. So we're going to see a lot of scoring, and you're going to need guys that are going to go low. Looking at the weather early on, it looks like on Thursday we're going to get some. Right now it's projected for the early morning, but you know how these things go. It shifts very quickly. So make sure you check back on that. You can find, you know, very specific forecasts. You know, I'm not a weatherman, but, you know, I find the closest point on WindFinder to get the data from. And, you know, I do my average weatherman thing. And I try to see what I can do, because there are a few events a year that you get a huge advantage, you know, finding the right tee time and stacking these tee times. It's not every week, but when it does happen, it can, you know, really carry you in a big way to the top. So every single week, you know, you got to be on top of it. And then you wait for the people to kind of, you know, fall off. Oh, it hasn't affected us. I'm not paying attention to the wind. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about this. You know, I'm not going to factor this in anymore. I thought about it too much. Well, that's good. Don't let them factor it in, you know, because most weeks it's not going to be a big deal. But there are going to be these weeks that it is. So, you know, keep grinding, keep focusing on that. And, you know, if you see those, you know, over 20 mile per hour winds with the even higher gusts, factor that in. This week, it's going to be very important to me to have some guys with form coming in. So I'm going to do my best to not play guys that haven't played within, you know, the last month. And preferably, you know, I want guys, a lot of guys that have played last week. Because, you know, it's really a big deal to be, you know, playing, but playing in a tournament. Competitive golf is completely different than when you're out there practicing. It's just mentally, physically, it's a big difference. So I really think that's something you're going to want to key on this week. And that is going to lead to a lot of chalky guys. But, you know, at the same time, you have to make the right plays. Let's look over to what they're offering on DraftKings this week. You have a 90K birdie, the 20 entry max. They're raking 15.85%. You know, I say it on every single podcast. If you can, you know, instead of throwing a bunch of entries into, you know, these smaller contests, try to just put all that in together and make, you know, one lineup in a higher dollar contest. I know people like to, you know, take a lot of shots, but the problem with that is you're getting raked so hard that it's really rough, and it's going up. It's the rake's not going down. It's just going up and up. So if you can get over, you know, about that $100 buy-in range is where, you know, the rake starts to go down to about, you know, 13%, you know, unless you're playing the double ups, of course. I'm talking about the GPPs. So I mean, you can always go and attack it, you know, go for the dog leg, 20k to first, $33 buy-in. They probably could have made that a little bigger, but I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot bigger tournaments when, you know, Tiger's playing, because this man is gonna just bring golf back to the mainstream. It's gonna be a beautiful thing, and I'm really excited for it. I mean, he's just, you know, making the whole, he's lighting the golf world on fire once again, and he hasn't even, you know, competed yet. So I just can't wait until this guy competes or even wins this year. But even just having him back in the game is just, it's huge for the PGA. It's huge for all of us as DFS players, and it's just like, it's an amazing thing. So yes, let's get into the field. As I said, current form is so crucial right now. A lot of guys are coming off layoffs. You don't know how much golf they're playing. Yes, I understand, you know, I am a GPP player, so my angles are always going to be from a GPP side, unless, you know, I annotate it and say, oh, this is a cash play. But a lot of these guys, you don't know. It's a mystery. You don't know how much they've been playing. You don't know, you know, how sharp their game is. So I think, you know, to put yourself in a good position to succeed, this is a week you don't want to get too tricky, because you need guys that have been competing lately and, you know, playing in tournaments. Looking at our key stats, I'll have that all in a chart on the RotoViz article. You know, RotoViz killed it in football this season. So many awesome, so much awesome content over there. The podcasts and the articles, they're the nuts. You know, they just kill it on that front. Just always bringing new stuff to the industry, always on the cutting edge, always bringing in new talent. You know, and one of the best things about RotoViz too is they don't stop in the off season. Some of this data and, you know, this information and this analysis that you're going to get in the off season is really going to help you get an early jump on next year in DFS, season long, you know, whatever floats your boat, gambling, you know, whatever you do, these off season pieces and the research that you're doing when other people aren't doing it is going to just set you up and put you in a place to succeed. So definitely check out everything over there. I do believe John Gamble will have his model out this week that will come with my article, including picks and chalk pivots with a course preview. And yeah, that's going to have, you know, I haven't written the article yet, but I don't really like to, you know, give all the picks, obviously, on the pod, but we're going to have that out later tonight. So looking at the statistics, when I looked at the past five winners, skipping Jimmy Walker because he won 2 years in a row, so I took out that 2013 win and dropped down one more year to Johnson Wagner. What I found was pretty interesting, but I guess it really makes sense. The highest correlation amongst the winners was, you know, putting, and the one after that was birdie or better. And when I see that no tee to green stats are necessarily standing out far above the others, there's two things that instantly come to mind. It's a very weak field event, so, you know, anyone can win. Maybe not this week. You know, we have one guy with very short odds, Jordan Spieth, 4.5 to 1 is what I see right now on Bovada. And the other thing that I think of when I don't see any tee to green stats necessarily standing out is that any golfer can succeed. You know, different skill sets. You know, bomb and gougers and the short players, they can all get it done. A lot of scoring is going to get done on these par fives this week. They're very short. And with that, let's get right into the field. So If you are sticking to, you know, what I kind of said, or I'm trying to play guys that have been playing or even played last week, it's going to really limit your player pool. So, I mean, you might not be able to completely stick to that, but at least, you know, maybe a guy that played, you know, a tournament, I don't know, overseas recently, or just something where he's been competing in the last month, because I just, these guys, you don't know where their game is at. It's literally a mystery, and I don't see a lot of the industry really focusing on this extremely hard. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are guys that are, but I don't think they're making it as crucial as I believe it to be, because you know, current form is the most important thing in golf. Tee to green's great, course history's great, but current form trumps all of these. So at the top, the aforementioned Spieth, 4.5 to 1, incredible. His average round score right now, I just noticed, is very nice. So far, it's 69, nice. And he's up top at 12K, but 4.5 to 1, you know, I think people are pretty much just locking him in. And I don't see a reason that Justin Thomas can't, you know, come out and win this thing. Didn't have the best week last week, but he's the kind of guy, I don't know, I could just picture him getting off, you know, after an average week and just heading straight to the range, getting his grind on and just getting that chip on his shoulder to just want to win and go and compete. And, you know, Spieth and Thomas are, they're boys. So, you know, they want to beat each other. You know, it's that kind of, you know, competitive relationship that they have together. And I think, you know, I think I'm going to be riding with Justin Thomas over Spieth. I don't necessarily think he's a straight up better play, but I just think the ownership is going to be so insane on Spieth this week. I mean, no one's going to drop down to Justin Thomas for 400 less. I still think people have not accepted the ascension of Justin Thomas to like this, you know, top 10 player, but he is that. That's who he is. And, you know, the stats back it up. The production backs it up. So, you know, you need to readjust your process if you're not thinking that, because he is that. The man is talented. He led the, you know, he led the tour in birdie or better percentage last year. The man has become a great putter. I believe he was a better putter than Spieth last year. Don't quote me. I'm not going to pause to go check that right now. But moving down, as much as I want to get off Spieth and be contrarian and go to Justin Thomas, the rest of these guys just, they shouldn't be up here. You know, the drop-off is huge going from Thomas and Spieth down to Leishman, Harmon, Kisner, even ZJ. I mean, the first guy, you know, I wanted to have interest in is Webb Simpson, but as we said, you know, it's a layoff. So that's going to be really hard to do. Moving down, Russell Henley, he seems a little bit overpriced. He has decent course history here, and he played last week. So, you know, I'm taking a look at him. He's won here before. Last year, 13th, miscut, then 17th, 51st, and then, you know, 5 years ago was his win. So I definitely think you can take a look at him. I think I like, you know, pairing Justin Thomas with Henley and moving on from there. It's going to be difficult to do. You're going to have to do a lot at the bottom, but there's a few guys that are pretty underpriced that competed last week. Cam Smith, becoming a popular guy, just shouldn't really be in this price range. Tony Finau, I don't know where he's at. Charles Howell, Berger, I could definitely see Berger. Siwoo Kim is someone that I think is gaining a little bit of traction this week, and he's 8,500. Siwoo Kim's that guy you play, you know, as a punt, last guy in at 6,500 or, you know, 6,900, because you know he can go off. But I mean, if he's gaining any traction and he's also in this range, I think that's a pass for me, even though he is coming off a good week, because we all know, you know, the style this guy plays with is so, there's so much variance that it's like, you know, you don't want him when he's popular. Moving down, we have Ollie Schneider-Jans. I think he's, you know, a guy I'm going to definitely be on this year again, looking for that first win. He's definitely going to get it, but as I said, hasn't played, you know, recently. So it's really going to be hard for me to make this step. And I don't think you need to be too tricky this week. Like I said, you need to play the guys that you know are in form, which is awesome, because there's a few guys that are shaping up to be chalk that we don't really know where their game is at. And one of these guys is right here, Gary Woodland, 7,800. He has the course history. People like him. But where's his game? I have no idea. Nobody does. Next, you have Peter Uihlein, another guy that's gaining traction. He hasn't played for a while, so it's going to be hard for me to get on him. But he's definitely a darling of the DFS community, so he should gain some traction. A guy I have never clicked once into my lineup, but I'm finding myself getting pretty interested in, is Chris Stroud. I think in this field, he's a little underpriced for his skill set. This guy is an elite putter. You know, he did some insane things last week where he was just sinking putt after putt after putt in the first two rounds. And that's what this guy does. And, you know, as I said, putting correlates very highly amongst the past five winners. So I think you're definitely going to want to get some Chris Stroud. And he played last week, obviously. So it's like, boom, you want that. The next guy, Austin Cook, he was chalk last week. And honestly, I have not heard him talked about on one podcast. I've listened to three podcasts. And I don't think he was even mentioned on any of those. So, you know, after he let people down last week, this is a great time to hop on, because he just played. You know, he may not be in the best form, but he has some form. At least you know where he's at. Then, you know, same thing with Patton Kizzire. Did he give you the result you wanted last week? No, he didn't. But you know what? The guy competed. He's playing professional golf. He's, it's just like all these other sports. Just how, you know, in football, it really throws the guys off the Thursday night games. You know, it's not just the short week. It's also, it just throws your whole process off. Guys have a process, especially in golf. That process is so refined. Like, these guys are doing the same things, you know, every day, every week. They have their process. They do what they do, and they go through that all the time. The last guy I want to touch on this week is Kyle Stanley. Definitely let a lot of people down last week, but you know what? The guy's a tee to green god. He got out. He played four rounds in a professional setting. And like I talked about a million times on this pod, that's what I'm looking for. I'm really zeroing in on that. And then, you know, my big contrarian moves to get off Spieth and moved on to Thomas. Because outside of that, a lot of these, you know, a lot of people know that you want to play the guys that have been competing. So, move off Spieth, get on to Thomas, play these guys that, you know, have been competing lately. And, man, this has got to be one of the roughest podcasts I've done. I can definitely feel the rust. I'm shaking it off here. So hopefully you're able to struggle through this with me. But make sure you follow me on Twitter, at BeardedDFS. My name is Matt Dolkin. Subscribe to RotoViz, on iTunes, RotoViz Radio. Also, please subscribe to On The Daily. Check out all the offerings at RotoViz. Follow them on Twitter. Check out the website. Subscribe to all the quality football content. And good luck this week.
Thank you for listening to On The Daily, the RotoViz Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast, powered by RotoViz Radio. And special thanks to Randy E. Aguibo for the introduction. Please review the podcast on iTunes under the established RotoViz Radio feed. Contact us via email onthedailydfs@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter @onthedailydfs.